Psalm 126, the psalmist said in verse 3, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And this day, 28 years ago, the Lord completed the building of that we have here, that we're in this evening. And we can thank the Lord for 28 years of a faithful gospel witness in this area. We can thank the Lord not merely for those 28 years, but also for the years previous. 47 years ago, a witness started here in the town of Dromore, and the Lord commenced regular services 47 years ago, and the Lord has continued that witness over all those years, and we have much to be thankful to the Lord for. And so I do welcome everyone this evening, for those who would regularly attend the services, and indeed for the visitors that have gathered in as well. And we do especially welcome our guests, Reverend and Mrs. McKee, who have come, and of course the Brown family as well. We look forward to hearing their ministering to us in song. But we're going to commence with the singing of a hymn of praise. It's hymn number 7, if you're using a hymn book, but the words will be in the screens in front of you. "To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world, that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in." This is a night of praise, a night of thanksgiving to the Lord for the raising up of this witness and the preserving of it. But of course, what is the witness all about? It's of the fact that God so loved us, he gave his own life to pay the debt for our sins, that we could be brought back in to a relationship with him and live with him and live for him in time and eternity. If you can remain seated, we will sing together this opening item of praise.
Life and all things.
A special way to visit us this evening. We're told in God's word that where God's people meet together, there the Lord is in the midst. And let's ask the Lord that he would reveal that presence to us this evening, and that our hearts would be blessed as we see him by faith, every one of us tonight. Our gracious Lord and our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the mercy and the grace which thou hast shown to sinful man. Father, if we were to get what we deserve this evening, we would not have received the bread that we have and the food that we have eaten today. We would not have the clothes that we have upon our bodies. Lord, we would not have the family and friends that we have. In fact, Father, we would be in a lost eternity this very evening. We would be in the place of darkness where there is no light. Father, we would be suffering eternal torments. But Lord, I praise thee and thank thee for the mercy that we have received, for the fact that we are above ground this very evening. But Father, for every one of us that's saved and can testify to the fact that we are safe in Christ, not in ourselves or in our works or in a church or a denomination, but Father, we are safe in Christ, the one who loved us and shed his precious spotless blood for us. Father, for the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts, giving us new hearts, and drawing us to turn from our sin and to put our trust in Christ. Father, we thank thee. We praise thee for thy goodness and for the wonder of the gospel even in our hearts and lives. Father, we thank thee for everyone that has come to know Christ as Savior through this witness over the past 47 years. We thank you, Father, for each one of thy children that have been encouraged and strengthened, guided and directed in their walk with thee. We thank thee, Father, for thy grace to this area. And Lord, while we praise thee for what thou hast done, Lord, we praise thee much, for it's all of grace. Yet, Lord, we look to thee to continue to pour out thy blessing. And Father, to pour it out abundantly. We think of what we read in the book of Acts in the chapter 3 of seasons of refreshing from thy very presence. And we pray, Lord, that in this part of thy vineyard, that we would know, along with thy people throughout this land and throughout this world, seasons of refreshing from thy very presence. Father, we thank thee for each one who has been able to gather out together for the measure of health and strength that we have, for those who are listening in online, and for those who will listen to the recordings afterward. Lord, we ask you that you'd pour out thy blessing. Lord, give help to the Reverend Mrs. McKee and indeed to the Brown family as they will minister to us this evening. Father, may they know the help of the Holy Spirit of God, drawing very near, being at their right side, and Father, giving them strength to exalt Christ, to exalt their Savior, to exalt the only begotten Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. We thank thee, Father, Christ did not merely give half of himself or 99% of himself. Lord, he gave all of himself, even to suffering thy wrath, so that we could be forgiven, brought into the family and the fold of God, to walk with thee and to love thee and to live for thee in time and eternity. Bless thy word, we pray. Receive our thanks, receive our praise. And Father, revive the hearts of us who are thy people this evening. Lord, bless the messages and song, especially then later on with the preaching of thy word. Give great help to thy servants. And I pray, Father, that there's anyone who is gathered in and they are lost. Father, what a night it would be. Rejoicing in heaven, rejoicing in this building. Lord, of a sinner repenting and putting their trust in Christ as Savior. Bless this meeting. May it be an historic night, whereby, Lord, thou dost do a work that lasts for eternity. We ask these things, Father, not because we deserve them, not because we are better than others, for we are not. Father, we ask this all in the merits of Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and purchased salvation for us in all of its beautiful aspects. Exalt thy Son. May he see even this evening of the travail of his own soul and of his prayers that he has been praying, and be satisfied. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen. As I said, it is a delight to have Reverend Mrs. McKee. We're going to invite them now to sing their first two messages in song. And then immediately afterward, we're going to ask the Brown family then to sing their two messages in song as well. Lord bless you.
All he knows me. till love made provision for me.
I will
glory in the cross, in the cross, lest the suffering all be in vain. I will weep no more for the cross that he bore. I will glory in the cross, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. I will weep no more for the cross that he bore. I will glory in the cross.
And clothed me in his light. salvation, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life for ransom shed for us his precious blood. Who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten through our time's eternal days.
On the mount of crucifixion, fountains hope and deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide.
Grace and love like mighty rivers poured incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love.
Let me all thy love accepting, love thee ever all my days.
Let me seek thy kingdom only, and my life be to thy praise. Thou alone shalt be my glory, nothing in the world I see. Thou hast cleansed and sanctified me, thyself has set me free.
In John chapter 17, the verse 3, the Lord Jesus Christ is praying to his Father, and he says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And certainly so far this evening we have heard of the grace of Christ, we have heard of the mercy of Christ, and of the love of Christ. And for us who are saved, we can rejoice that the gospel is Christ himself. And if you're not saved and you want to know what this is all about, and why this building's here and why people come here, it's because of a person, it's because of Christ. All that he is and all that he's done, and all that he offers to you in his precious and wondrous salvation. Forgiveness for all your sin, but a relationship with him, that you might see him and that you might know him. We're going to sing another item of praise, and this time we're going to focus on the faithfulness of Christ. The Psalm 124, it's the second version. And it really asks the question, if the Lord had not been on our side, now may Israel say. It goes on to speak about how if the Lord had not been on our side, then we would have been overcome. But the Lord has been on the side of his people. And as a result, as the final verse will tell us, the Lord is our help. And in his great name we trust. And in his great name we go. And this is our Saviour that we praise and thank this evening. Again, remain seated as we sing the entirety of this psalm together, please.
Thank you. Let me ask you this question.
think of all my faults and my failures, when I consider all the times I let God down, I am humbled at the grace He has extended. I'm amazed at the mercy I have found. I could never earn His love on my own, yet every time I come before His throne, I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand redeemed. Even at my best, I am unworthy. I have nothing precious I can give. A broken heart is all I have to offer, and yet it is a priceless gift to Him. In the bitter mark of sin, never fade away, but I can come before Him unashamed. I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, I stand redeemed before the great I Am. When He looks at me, He sees the nail-scarred hands that bought my liberty. I stand redeemed. I stand.
Take, dear Lord, the place of Thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glory shall stand complete in Thee. Ye justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in Thee, each one supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since Thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more. Complete in Thee, yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
Complete in Thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reign within.
Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before Thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among the chosen I shall be,
at thy right hand, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed Son, and sanctified, salvation wrought, thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
The Apostle Paul testified, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And certainly it is a delight this evening that I can say that my heart has been thrilled to hear of Christ being praised and of Christ being lifted up. Out of the billions of people on this earth who have seen no beauty in Christ and who have no desire, who would have no desire to be here, not to mention to praise his name. As the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And I wonder this evening, can you testify and truly say that your heart is thrilled as you think of Christ? And of all the people in the world who are not saved, that you are. That you have a sight by faith to see the one who is fairer than 10,000. And to see the one who is a true saviour of men. Before I invite the Reverend McKee to come and to bring a message to us from God's precious word, I want just to sing three verses of a hymn together. It's hymn number 6. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransom, healed, restored, forgiven, who like thee his praise should sing. Let's sing the first three verses of this hymn together. Thank thee for each one who can truly sing from their heart, praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Father, help us to rejoice in Christ more and more every single day. And Father, for those that are lost this evening, Lord, may they see the beauty of Christ tonight like they've never seen it before. May the Spirit of God open up their blinded eyes, give them living hearts to see and to love Christ and to flee and to trust in him. Be with thy servant now, undertake for him, and use him as thy channel and as thy servant. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Reverend McKee has been busy today. There was a youth council event held in our Macrofelt congregation, and her brother was not only there, along with others, to open up, but also then to preach for the youth council. And it was a blessing to be there and to listen to God's word being preached. And so it's a delight to have the Reverend McKee with us this evening. And may the Lord bless him yet again and even intensify the blessing as he brings God's word to our hearts tonight.
Well, thank our brother for the kind words, welcome, and invitation to be here tonight at your anniversary praise service, to be able to take part, join with you as you give thanks to God for his goodness to you over these past number of years. At this point in your service, we want to turn to God's word, and we trust that the Lord will speak to us. We believe he will. Through his word, it's a living word. There's always a word in season for each waiting heart. And tonight, I want to speak on one word that is used in Scripture many times. I trust it will be a challenge to God's people. I trust that even if you're not saved, that the Lord would speak to your heart about the importance of this word. And if you turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, the very first book of the Bible, the first chapter, and we will commence reading in the first verse. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. The word I want to leave before you is the word day. D-A-Y. Here we have the first use of the word day in Scripture. It was something that was instituted by God as a means of measuring time. It was a 24-hour day. And it is indeed God's provision upon this earth as long as there is time. And until the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, day shall follow day, and day shall follow day. What day is it today? Well, of course, it's Saturday, we know that. But spiritually speaking, what day is it? What day are we living in? Well, if you turn with me to Psalm 121, you'll see the first verse that I want to leave before you tonight. And in Psalm 118, and this is one of my favorite verses in Scripture, there are several, but this is one of them. Psalm 118, verse number 24. And it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And therefore today is a day of worship. It is a day to praise God. It is a day to give thanks unto the Lord, to be glad in his provision. Now it says here, the Lord hath made this day. Those two words, hath made, are very interesting in the Hebrew. For example, it could be translated, and is in other parts of Scripture, translated as appointed. Appointed. God has appointed this day. It's no mistake that you're here on this day and even in this place, because God has made this day with a purpose. Not only that, we could say that God has granted this day. We're undeserving. Our brother spoke of that in his opening prayer. If we got what we truly deserved, we wouldn't be here tonight. But God has granted us another day. It could also be translated, God has brought it to pass. Also, God has prepared this day. I think that's a lovely way to think about it. Because God has made this day, he has prepared this day. Nothing in this day will take our God by surprise. Everything that we face, God knows all about it. And not only has he made the day, but he has grace for us to meet every step that we have to take today. Every circumstance that we have to face. I love the words of that song that says, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow." And sometimes we worry about what the next day will hold. But remember, God has made the day. God has granted the day. God has appointed the day. God has prepared the day. And when we realize that God has blessed us with today, with this very day, then the proper response of the child of God must be, the Lord has given me this thing, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a gift from God. Not everybody who was alive yesterday received this gift. But today has been a gift from the Lord. We are told to be glad in the Lord and rejoice. And that is in Psalm 32, we're told to rejoice in the Lord. And that's the very same word that is used here. We are to be joyful in the Lord, not only in the Lord, but in what the Lord gives to us. And the psalmist realizes that this day is a gift from the Lord, and therefore he rejoices in it. If we are rightly to worship God, we must view him as the giver of all good things. And when we view him as such, we will worship him. You know, very often we complain. And how often we grumble and moan about the things that we actually should be rejoicing over. I wonder this morning, whenever the alarm went off, I wonder, was it a note of praise in your heart for the day God had given? Or was it, oh no, that time again? I hate getting up in the morning. Is that your attitude? Instead of, thank you, Lord, I can get up in the morning. Maybe the Lord's provided you with a job. Oh, I have to go to work. Instead of being thankful, people say, I have a job to go to. Has the Lord blessed you with children? The children are doing my head in. Have we ever said that? The Bible says, no children are a heritage of the Lord. God has given them to you as a rich blessing. Sometimes we as God's people are ungrateful and unthankful for some of the provisions that we have, even spiritually. Oh, another meeting to go to tonight. We're never out of that place. The irony being that those who complain most about it are not the ones who are at all the meetings. Instead, we have a place where we can worship. We have a place where we can be taught. We have a place where we can fellowship. We have a place we can grow in grace. We have a place we can work in. And praise God, the place that God gave all those years ago is still here tonight. And the light is still shining. And the gospel is still being preached. And souls are still being saved. Oh, that the Lord would give us a baptism of gratefulness, of thankfulness, of worship and praise for the things that he has given. This day is a day that the Lord has made. Now, why is the psalmist in such joyful form as he looks at the gift of today? Well, if you look down there in verse number 21 of Psalm 118, it says, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. He has a note of praise in his heart because the Lord has saved him. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to say, I am saved by the grace of God. To look back to the day of your salvation, the moment you turned from your sin and trusted in Christ to save you. Not only that, look at verse number 18. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to death. The Lord has chastened this man, but he's also kept him. And that's reason to rejoice. You know, whenever the Lord does chasten us, whenever we do something that's wrong and the Lord chastens us to bring us back into fellowship with him, that is something we ought to be rejoicing over. That the Lord doesn't allow us to go on and lose our testimony. That the Lord doesn't allow us to go too far. But he chastens us and rebukes us that we might bring us back into the path of faithfulness. And here the psalmist declares that the Lord has not given him over to death, but the Lord has kept him. Not only that, whenever we look, and this is very applicable for tonight, in verses 22 and 23, it says, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And here we know what this is speaking about because the Lord Jesus spoke of it in the New Testament. It was preached on in the epistles and in the book of Acts. The fact that the Lord has established his church, built upon Christ in this wicked world and has prospered it. We should be a rejoicing people tonight because of what God has done and is doing. Verse 25, Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. The Lord will hear and answer the prayers of his people. This is part of his reason for praise. Verse number 27, God is the Lord which hath showed us the light. God speaks to his people through revelation. Verse 29, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And do you see how, as the psalmist takes time throughout this psalm, the psalm of thanksgiving, to think of all the different attributes of God, all the things that God has done for him, all the works that God is doing, and he sums it up with this chorus, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. Friend, our hearts should be overflowing with joy tonight. If we realize even a portion of what God has done for us. If you're saved tonight in a gospel preaching church, walking with the Lord, you are richly blessed tonight. Don't let the devil rob you of your praise, of the worship that God deserves. You know, no matter how dark the day, the Lord is always good. No matter how deep the valley, the Lord is always there with you. I know our circumstances change. I know there are times circumstances come across our path that humanly speaking, we wouldn't choose. But when our circumstances change, he is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is good. He is faithful, the unchanging one, the one upon whom we can fully depend. I love the words of Corrie ten Boom. She said, no pit is so deep that he is not deeper still. Jesus, with Jesus, even in our darkest moments, the best remains and the very best is yet to be. And I know some believers, and they are waiting until a particular time. And whenever this time comes, they're going to truly worship God. They're going to praise God. They're going to enjoy their salvation, but not until this time comes. Now, we don't know exactly what it is they're waiting for until everything is perfect or until everything is easy or until everything's the way they want it to be. No, the Bible says this is the day. Don't wait and think that you'll be a happy Christian, a joyful Christian in a few years' time or whenever you reach a certain age or whenever everything lines up exactly the way you want it to be. It is the right of God's people who are walking with him tonight to rejoice in the Lord, to enjoy their fellowship with God. And I ask you, dear believer, can you truly say that this is the day which the Lord hath made? I have rejoiced, and I've been glad in it. There's grace for every day. There's mercy for every day. There's provision for every day. And I urge you as a people of God, as individual believers, don't wait until someday that everything's right and have this goal in your mind and then I'll enjoy being a Christian or then I'll serve the Lord or then I'll know the great blessing. Today is a day that God has given you. Enjoy the blessings of God today. And then turn over with me to John chapter 9 because this is a day of worship. But in John chapter 9, verse number 4, we find that not only is this a day of worship, but this is a day of service. Because in John chapter 9 and verse number 4, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The night cometh when no man can work. There is a work for you to do, O Christian. There's a work for you to do. It's not going to be the same as somebody else, but there's a work that God has called you to do. We are to be in service for the Lord. The moment you're saved, you enter into the service of the Lord. As you live your life, whether at school or whether in the workplace, whether in the home, whatever you're called to do or wherever you're called to be, you're to be in service to your master. You're to be in private service and devotion to him. Your faith is to be strengthened and nurtured as you read God's word on a daily basis, as you seek his face. Getting before God, committing this day to him, praying over it, asking God to bless you and to give you opportunity. And then, of course, there's a public aspect of our service in which we're here tonight. And we are displaying our faith, by our obedience to the Word of God, to assemble ourselves together, by living a sanctified life, because that is the will of God for you, even your sanctification. And therefore, in this day of service, have you been serving Him? You see, life's short day will soon be over. I was speaking to someone in the last week, and they were just about to turn 90. And I said, when you look back, does it seem like a long journey? He said, no, it seems like just a few days. 90 years. Maybe whenever you're at the start of life and you're looking forward, you think that's forever in the distance. And yet the years keep rolling by, and life quickly comes to an end. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. In fact, the Word of God tells us that this is a day of opportunity for service, because it says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And we often preach that verse to the unsaved, and rightly so. We'll be coming to it in a moment. But that verse is as much for the people of God. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. If there is someone that you need to pray for, do it today. If there's someone you need to go to and invite to God's house, do it today. If there is someone you need to give a gospel tract to, do it today. If there is a deed of kindness to be done, do it today. This is your day. This is a day of opportunity that the Lord has given to you. Don't waste your days. I remember many years ago sitting at the bedside of a man who, to my knowledge, had been a very faithful worker in the church. He was involved in many things and drove the bus and all of these different things, always very faithful. And I remember sitting at his bedside and he was dying. And I remember the morning he spoke to me and the tears running down his face, and he said, I wish I had given more to the Lord. I said, what do you mean? He said, I wish I'd given more time. I wish I'd given him more time. Because here I am now, I'm only retired a few months. And God's calling me out of this time and into eternity. And I'm ready to go. And I'm willing to go. But I regret that I didn't do more for the Lord when I was able. And the tears fell down his cheeks as he said that. And as I said, I stood aghast, because as far as I could see, this man was very diligent. But as far as he was concerned, there were wasted days. There were wasted opportunities and there were wasted years. The reality is, dear friend, we've spent most of today and we don't get another opportunity to live it. We don't get to serve in this day again. The day is far gone. It's almost over. And only what's done for Christ will truly last. And therefore, if the Lord gives you tomorrow, if the Lord gives you tomorrow, serve Him with all of your heart. Take your opportunity. Don't get to the end of the Sabbath and look back with regrets, but give Him everything. Give Him your all. Because today is a day of service. And then finally, today is a day of salvation. Whenever the Lord Jesus spoke to people, He called them to follow Him. And we read in Scripture that they forsook all and they followed Him. Right there, right then, at the call of God, they left their all and they followed Him. Reader Peter and Andrew, they left their fishing and followed the Lord. Read of Matthew, he left his office as a tax collector and he followed the Lord. When God is calling, it's a day of salvation. Whenever we read about the gospel in Scripture and about salvation, it never uses the word tomorrow. It doesn't use phrases like later or sometime. It uses words like now and today. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation. My dear friend, I do not know, you do not know, but for some this could be the last day of salvation, the last opportunity for you to be saved. I wonder, have you sat in this church before? Have you sat at gospel meetings and gospel missions? Maybe you can remember far back and you can remember sitting in Sunday school in here, or you remember sitting in the youth fellowship, or even in the previous building. And you know the gospel. If I asked you the basics of the scripture about Christ and about the gospel, you could tell me. You could quote verses of scripture. You could quote the catechism. You have a knowledge about God, but you are not saved. Knowledge does not save you. Church attendance does not save you. Affiliation with the Free Presbyterian Church or any other denomination cannot ever save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you through the blood he shed on the cross of Calvary. And therefore tonight, this is your opportunity. This is your day of salvation. Every time the Word of God is open, the call of the gospel, the call of Scripture is going out for the sinner to repent from their sin and turn to Christ, to put their faith in him and the finished work of Christ on Calvary. I wonder tonight, are you saved? I wonder tonight if this should be the last day upon this earth for your soul. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Because someday you will. Someday it will be your name in the obituary column. Someday your name will be mentioned by the doctor as the latest patient who passed away. Where will you be in eternity? If you're not saved, my prayer is that where you sit in this meeting tonight, at your more Free Presbyterian Church, that you will call upon the name of the Lord, that you might be saved. Nothing else matters. Oh, there are many people, and they'll spend their days or weeks or months and years trying to get the fortunes of this world, trying to get popularity and fame, trying to build a name for themselves or for their family. Friend, all that matters on the day that God has appointed for your home call, from this scene of time into eternity, is that your soul has been saved by the grace of God. And therefore tonight, as we conclude in this day of worship, this day of service, this day of opportunity, this day of salvation, I plead with you, if you're not saved, come to Jesus. No other can help. No preacher can save you. No priest can absolve you. But praise God, there's a Savior standing with outstretched arms, ready to pardon, forgive, cleanse, and welcome you. And I'm glad tonight I can say he's my Savior. If you're not saved and would like to know more about becoming a Christian, you'd like to know more about trusting in Christ, come and speak. Sir Everett Foster, come and speak to myself after the meeting. My friend, you don't even need to come to us. You can bow your head where you sit out in that pew tonight. Say, Lord, save me. I know I've lived in sin. I know I deserve hell, but I thank you for sending your Son into this world to die on the cross for sinners. And I believe that Jesus saves. I pray he'll save me now. And you know what will happen? This will be the day of your salvation. My prayer is that God will speak to those who are not yet saved, and even on this anniversary, bring it unto himself. Amen.
I'd like to thank Reverend McKee for bringing that message from God's Word. And our final hymn, which was chosen earlier, not knowing the message tonight, it's very appropriate, and we'll sing the first three verses of this hymn. It asks the question, is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? Are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready his service to do? In verse 3, it asks, Is your life a channel of blessing? Is it daily telling for him? And certainly if it's your desire, realizing the brevity of today as well as the brevity of time, well, there is hope, because the chorus is a prayer. Lord, make me a channel of blessing. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Again, remain seated, and let's sing the words of this hymn, the first three verses, and even pray what we read of in the chorus, that the Lord would possess us and the Lord would use us for his service. Channels of blessing, if we consciously trifle with sin, we will barriers be and a hindrance to those we are trying to win. If there is some sin in your life that you know that you're trifling with and you're playing with, can I encourage you to think upon our Saviour, who we have praised this evening and exalted this evening. Think of his love, think of his grace, think of his mercy, think of his faithfulness. And then surrender your life afresh at his feet. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. And lay your tribute at his feet. And ask him, Lord, possess my life and make me to be a blessing for thy glory. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Our gracious Lord and our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this evening. We thank thee, Father, for visiting us, visiting my own heart. And Father, for the blessing that it has been to praise thy name and to listen to thy name being praised. Father, we thank thee for the wonder and the beauty and the love of thy beloved Son, for his grace and for his mercy, for his chastening hand, for his faithfulness, for the fact that he will uphold all those that come unto him and he will never let them go. For the fact, Lord, that we can know him, and even for the greater joy that he knows us. Father, we thank thee for tonight. Thank you for giving help to every one of thy servants as they ministered in song, and for Reverend McKee as he brought a message from God's word. Let thy word, let the truth of Christ not go in one ear and out the other. But Father, even for the rest of this evening and the rest of today, Lord, as we spend time together in fellowship, each one that's able, and then as we go to your homes, Lord, by thy grace, we wake up tomorrow with a new day appointed by thee. Father, help us to use the day. Help us, Lord, to use the moment. To use it, Father, for Christ, knowing that our lives are but a vapor that appear for a little time and then vanish away. Father, may we not be those who arrive at the end of our days and, Father, be filled with tears for all of the opportunities we have wasted. Forgive me for my own opportunities that I've wasted. And help me, Lord, to live for Christ, who's worthy. Lord, bless the things that have been provided. Bless the time of fellowship. And then, Lord, take us all to our homes in safety. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Amen. Again, I do want to thank everyone for their attendance this evening. As was announced, there is a light supper that has been provided. And as a result, if you are able to stay, certainly I encourage you to do so. Enjoy some fellowship. And if you are able to stay, then just remain in your seat, and those of the committee and the session and their wives will bring to you a cup of tea, a bun, and something to eat, and enjoy that time of fellowship. If you do have to go, then may the Lord take you home safely, and certainly myself and the Reverend McKee will be going to the door, and we'll be able to say goodbye. What I will also just say is that there is a retiring offering plates in the foyer, and the offering for this evening is going to the work of the school in Kenya. There is a copper collection that is at the door, and that's being lifted by the children of this congregation week by week in the children's meeting. And there is indeed plates. If you've brought money and you wish to give, then you can do that. But that's the work that it will go to. But you don't have to pay to be here. And if you haven't brought anything, don't you panic. But may the Lord bless the time of fellowship, and then bless us even tomorrow in the Lord's house. The services are 11:30 in the morning, 7:00 in the evening. And if you're able to come and to worship God, it'd be a delight to have you. The Lord bless you.